Humanist Thought of the Week for March 11th, 2014. Public prayer. Have you ever been forced to pray? For instance, if you're in a group and someone says, "My mother is sick," and other people say, "Oh, we'll pray for you," and then suddenly everyone's holding hands and praying out loud, and the person next to you is not okay with you not holding their hand while they pray, what do you do? Here's my trick. I translate religious speech, which makes no sense to me, into secular speech, which does make sense. For instance, regardless of the bizarre wording chosen for the prayer for a friend, the intent is, we care about you and are hoping for the best. Since I feel the same way, I join in without guilt and without feeling like I'm compromising my non-belief. Yes, it gets exhausting to have to translate bizarre religious speech all the time, and it would be so much nicer not to have people assume you know what the hell they mean by God bless you. But we have to pick our battles, and if you know the intent is genuinely share and communicate love and solidarity, don't fight it. Thank you for listening to Sumo Girl's Humanist Thought of the Week on the web at sumogirl.com.